our declaration for Coletta Taylor, C-O-L-E-T like Tom, T like Tom, A, Coletta, last name is Taylor, T like Tom, A-Y-L-O-R, date of service 12-19-2023, date of birth is 11-10-1961, date of accident 2-17-2023. Ms. Coletta Taylor injured in an automobile accident on 2-17-2023 in a 25 car pileup on an icy road where salt was not put. As such, she hit a car in front and was hit by a car from behind, leading to some headaches, mild dizziness, as well as pain symptoms affecting neck, left shoulder, and the lower back. The symptoms have overall continued with some radiation to the right leg posteriorly and anteriorly and laterally, and pain in the left shoulder has continued. She is unable to lift the arm on the left side beyond 90 degrees. The dizziness has continued, and she has reported panic as well, especially when she is in the car riding. Overall, the pain in the neck, the left shoulder, and the lower back is reported to be between 9 and 10, with constant radiation to the right leg. The patient has had a series of epidural injections times 5 with moderate relief up to 20 to 30%. The ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review, the additional history, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. In physical examination, the patient has blood pressure of 94 over 57, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 98%. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 11-7-2023, dictation number 1109-038. The diagnoses are the same plan is. We reviewed all the records, especially the MRIs. The left shoulder MRI shows a supraspinatus partial thickness tear, infraspinatus tendinosis, subscapularis tendinosis, for which patient is advised to have a series of injections. No injections have yet been done, and hence the patient is advised. She also has a subdeltoid bursitis and superior inferior glenoid labrum tear. In addition, patient has normal appearing MRI of the brain without the neuroquant study was not reported completely, and the MRI for the lumbar spine was done at the hospital, Providence Hospital, which reported bulging disc from L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 with associated end plate arthropathy, facet arthropathy, and mild to moderate spinal stenosis, which is requiring injection of LESI for now. Another injection is planned in January. She does have a left L5 nerve compression at this time. In the cervical spine, mostly she has arthritic changes affecting her spine. No disc herniation is noticed. So the patient will be brought back for the injections. She is provided ongoing medication, which is continuation of Celebrex, Acifex, Xanax, Zoloft, and Lyrica. A repeat MRI was ordered from M1 imaging, which still has not been sent back yet. Neck brace, back brace tension unit have been provided. Patient is also referred to a neurology doctor, Tessie Jenkins, for further help with the TBI symptom, as well as neuropsych evaluation and treatment that has been ordered. Chiropractic consult, acupuncture, and massage has been ordered for this patient. And she is provided with Percocet 7.5 milligram, 325, 30 tablets for further help with the pain. Her MAPS and labs have been reviewed. and they are found to be in compliance. She remains off work. Housework replacement and transportation are also ordered for her. Her physical therapy continues with OT 3 times a week. Thank you.